संधि ये सब वैराग्य हो जाए। ज्ञान अहित कम ज्ञान ही होगा। और मनुष्य जन में दो चीज चाहिए, ज्ञान और वैराग्य। तो वो वासुदेव भक्ति से संभव है। वासुदेवी भगवती भक्ति योग प्रेरिता जनयति आशु वैराग्यम।
ये हमारे बहुत अच्छे मित्र हैं और इनकी पत्नी भी बताएगा बहुत ही भली है, बहुत ही अच्छी, बहुत ही
बेचारी दो साफ हो गए। यही समझा रहा है जो कि सब दुनिया जो है वो नदी में बहती हुई जो घास एक साथ में बहुत हो जाए और फिर एक तूफान आए और सबकी जगह सब शास्त्र में समझाया गया। भागवत में होता है देहापत्त करत्रादिषु आत्मसैन्येषु असत्सु अपि प्रमत्त तस्सन् निधनं पश्यन्नपि न पश्यन्। देह ये शरीर अपत्त होता है ऑफस्प्रिंग चिल्ड्रन। देहापत्र करत्र करत्र का अर्थ होता है पत्नी। देहापत्र करत्रादिषु असत्सु अपि आत्मसैन्येषु। हम लोग समझते हैं कि ये सब स्ट्रगल है, स्ट्रगल फॉर एग्जिस्टेंस, बट वी थिंक that these soldiers will give me protection. Ye dehapatva karatra adi. I've got a strong body and I've got a very faithful wife. My children are so obedient and my king. Dehapatva karatra adi su. So I am safe. Atma sanna. Asatsu. असत्सु टिकने वाले स्टिल प्रमत्त तत्सन निधन इन नो दैट दिस सोल्जर विल बी स्लॉटर इन दिस बैटल सेवन फॉर एग्जिस्टेंस पश्यन नपी न पश्यति अदर ही नो स्टिल ही ब्लाइंड देहापत्त परस्तादिषु आत्मसंगणेषु असत्सु प्रमत्त तस्सन निधन प्रसन्न भी भागवत का एक एक श्लोक जो है ना उसका उपमा दुनिया में।
और तो कितने वर्ष पहले लिखी गई है वो सब चीज आज की पढ़ते हैं तो ऐसा होता है कि आज के लिए आज ही लिखी गई है और आज की लाइफ के लिए एकदम अनुकूल है, एकदम अनुकूल है।
हर एक चीज का जवाब वहाँ हाजिर,
हर एक चीज का अनुकूल है।
इसका नाम शास्त्र।
मैं महाराज अभी आपकी वो कॉमेंट्री की भागवत गीता पढ़ रहा हूँ अभी, तो बहुत आपकी वो सब इतना अच्छा और उसके अंदर सब चीज का
रेफरेंस,
हाँ रेफरेंस देख के सब चीज का बताया है। मेरा माइंड बहुत अपसेट था तो भाई साहब ने मुझे को बताया वो तो तुम गीता शुरू करो, तो मैंने उसके बाद में शुरू की। शुरू करने के बाद में उसमें सब चीज बताते हैं तो अपने को बहुत शांत, मुझे बहुत शांति मिली वहां से। उसके बाद में
everyone is dedicated to Krishna child. The Grihastha Sannyasi Brahmachari, that is super external. Actual, everyone is Sannyasi and they have no other business than to serve
Krishna.
If they are actually seriously doing more than Sannyasi, अनाश्रित कर्म फल कार्य कर्म करो सन्यासी योगी सन्यासी
अनाश्रित काम, नथिंग फॉर पर्सनल इंडियन लर्निंग.
Sometimes you become covered with some personal desire or endeavor for personal satisfaction, then you become designated.
Yeah. That is condition.
Yeah.
Now, like me, the gopis, the cowherd boys, the cowherd men, the elderly men, Nanda Maharaj, Yasodharani, his status. Every cows, calves, trees, flowers, Javan, everyone is dedicated to Krishna. That is Vrindavan. They have no other business. That is Vrindavan. Everywhere, whole description of the Krishna book, center is Krishna.
Yeah, Krishna looks so nice.
That is Vrindavan. Either in last dance or the cowherd's play or killing the demons or dining and dancing, the friends are eating and then being stolen by Brahma. But the center is Krishna. That is Vrindavan. All activities are going on just like in other places. But here in Vrindavan, all activities center around Krishna. When Brahma is stealing his friends, the center is Krishna.
Yeah.
The demon is coming to disturb, the center is Krishna. When there is forest fire, the center is Krishna. This is Vrindavan Vritti. In happiness, in danger, in perplexities, in frenzy, everything, Krishna, Kaliyadama. Krishna has gone to Javana, he has fallen down in the, to fight the Kaliya. It is a very, what is called, calamitous. But still, the center is Krishna. This is the beauty of Krishna. Krishna has entered Jamuna to fight his career. It is not at all good news for Mother Yashoda, Nanda, friends and cousins. Not at all. The life is lost. But still Krishna is entered. This is Vrindavan. And everything is Krishna is entered. Everything. We are having this life. Krishna's are bad, propaganda, evolution.
Somehow or another, Krishna is
sent. I'm happy that Krishna is sent.
Yeah.
This is the beauty of this movement. Although we are put into some difficulty, but center is Krishna.
The difficulty actually is increasing, I was thinking. It's increasing, I'm thinking of Krishna.
The papers are publishing Krishna, that bad, that so on, so on, so on. That's all. Krishna is sent.
Yeah, what you said this afternoon, that actually I found out one of the arguments that they're using, these deprogrammers, they're very clever. They've done a lot of research. Because they're using that statement of Dr. Radhakrishna's in the Bhagavad Gita where he says that man mana bhava mad bhakto, Krishna does not mean think of him. They're using that against us to say that this man Radhakrishna was the president of India and he says that the Bhagavad Gita is not meant for thinking of Krishna.
They say how much so that, great harm he has done.
Yeah, so now they're trying to use that to say that we are misinterpreting the Bhagavad Gita by
but we don't take Radha Krishna's authority. We take Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's authority.
Yeah. Now we have to prove now that Radha Krishna was not an authority on the Bhagavad Gita.
He's not in the Parampara system.
Yeah.
You talk in drama service like this.
Actually, can we by using the Bhagavad Gita, we can defeat that argument very easily anyway.
That I'm defended in every page, that these rascals are using this.
Yeah. Nashta.
What is Amish?
The problem we've been talking about.
Actually, I'd once a month.
Is it too long? Huh? Huh? Once a month on Purnima.
And our Adi Keshava, he's also grown out his hair for the court case and all the people he's meeting, the politicians.
That's how. But we are famous as seven headed.
Yeah.
That is already advertised.
Yes.
Seven headed means Krishna's. So why should we relinquish this?
Trademark.
It has made us famous. That's a fact.
Yeah, it means a monk. Some people go in the Far East, at least, you know, shaven head means monk.
Sometimes.
Yes, seven headed. The Buddhist monk, they're seven headed.
Yeah. Even in the West, they shave their heads. They look something like that. Good luck to tell.
There was some income tax office, a pleader. So I have given the idea that the 50%, that is promotion expenditure. So he said, yes, it can be done.
Hmm.
What is the profit? Whatever we profit, the promotion expenditure, we give this commission, or somewhere other we spend. So he admitted, yes, he can do that. Last night I was suggesting a promotion, spend. Even if we open a temple, that is promotion.
Profit means that people are putting money in their pocket and doing.
Are we not?
If we
open a center, that is propaganda center. Why do you say a temple? But this is the way of propaganda.
Opening a new branch.
Do you follow?
Yes.
It is promotion for the books. Yes. Whatever you do, it is promotion.
Okay.
And the main point is that it is not profitable, profit concern, because you are not giving any royalty to the author. So where is it? Profit making? Nobody is making profit. The author, the worker, everyone.
That's a fact.
That's a fact. All expenditure is promotion. That's all. The cost of paper, cost of printing, cost of promotion, finish. I mean, make account like that. The income tax father will not touch it.
Yeah. Everything we're doing is propaganda work.
That's all.
Everything.
If still there is excess, give some bonus to the Gihastha's bhakta, their family men. Let them have some expenses. Yes. Finish. All. No account. So they admitted, both of them. Yes. That is, that can be done.
You are a genius.
And Gopal is going three times and how to do it. They do it like that. Everything is fine, performance, but no money. But actually, that is a fact.
Yeah.
Where is the profit and who is going to take the profit? Nobody is there.
We're not opening our temples for a comfortable place to live.
Yeah.
Sleep on the floor. There's no
Sanskrit. Huh?
There's no
Sanskrit. No. That I was explaining. What is Vrindavan like? The Vrindavan life, there's everything, the cows, the calves, the cows, the elderly person like Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Mahārāja, friend. So what is their aim? The aim is Krishna. The demons, everything Krishna. The demon is coming there, that is also center is Krishna. And gopis are dancing, that is also center is Krishna. And Brahma is stealing the friends and cows, that is also center of Krishna.
Now we are also getting demons.
That is Vrindavan. When everything is Krishna, that is Vrindavan. Why Vrindavan life is so exalted? Because they have no other center except Krishna. The whole book Krishna is therefore center Krishna, that's all. But there are many varieties of activity.
90 chapters.
Huh?
I said there's 90 chapters there, just and that's a drop in the ocean.
Every page, the center is Krishna. Not only the Krishna book, all our books, Chaitanya Charitamrita, the center is Krishna. Bhagavad, the center is Krishna. Bhagavad Gita, the center is Krishna. Nectar of Devotion, the center is Krishna. This is Krishna. Similarly, our this book, the center is Krishna. When he opened a temple, the center is Krishna. In this way, manage promotion. All spent for promotion. Then the income tax will not be able to touch your hair. But to speak of your body. And now our counter-propaganda is going on. The center is Krishna. Big, big Krishna's name are coming. These Krishna people, these Krishna devotees, this Krishna center. That is our trap.
Hmm?
What is that?
This is better.
Can you get that?
Later from?
I was mentioning this morning, we intercept their newsletters.
Oh.
They are simply talking about Krishna.
That is our triumph.
They are in the Kansa Sampradaya.
Yes.
Following the example of Kansa, unfavorable meditation on Krishna.
Yes. But that will also do benefit.
Their center is Krishna also, only that demon.
These are receipts of Srila Prabhupada.
Mm.
Each one for $2,000 deposited in your account in Los Angeles.
That is Zenta.
Yes, it's already been entered, that's just one time. Both times from Balavante and Rupa Nuga.
Enter this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we received two from Balavante, two from Rupa Nuga.
David.
Yeah. This is from an organization called Committee Engaged in Freeing Minds. Freeing the Mind. That is their name. And this is sent out to all over the United States. It says confidential, not for publication.
And it is out to the enemies.
Capital letters, it says, help push the Hare Krishna court action. There are two legal cases in progress.
Chant in Hare Krishna. Jai Krishna.
It makes the whole page look good.
Yeah. There are two legal cases in progress at this time that we must support. One in New York and one in Los Angeles. In New York, the two ISKCON leaders have been indicted by the Queens County Grand Jury for unlawful imprisonment and attempted grand larceny. In Los Angeles, ISKCON and Madonna Slavin have accused her family of kidnapping, and charges of unlawful imprisonment have been entered against the mother and several other members of the Slavin family and two friends. These two friends are the professional deprogrammers. Then it says, as in nearly all of these cases, the media will greatly influence the outcome. Do not underestimate the power of the media. We therefore must tell our story.
Krishna has already become media.
We must therefore tell our story to them in great number, and in this way the world will hear it. As of this date, HK, short for Hare Krishna.
Okay.
They're chanting Hare Krishna. They're chanting Krishna. Yes.
They say, as of this date, Hare Krishna has been able to flood both the media and the district attorney's offices with support for their side. And they are way ahead.
They're admitting.
Yes.
That's good.
And they are way ahead of those on our side who believe that it is not a religious issue. Sun Myung Moon, this is that Reverend Moon, has been largely exposed in the press, but not the Krishnas.
Hare Moon.
Most people...
The more they expose, yeah, the more implicated.
Most people think of them, if at all, as loving, peaceful, prayerful children with strange customs and dress, but low-key action and behavior.
What is
behavior? Low-key.
Means not violent.
Not aggressive.
No.
Nice people.
That's a fact.
But they do not know about their forceful, harassing, soliciting,
they know. We do not.
Begging tactics. They say, but most people do not know how aggressive we really are. Most of the families with young people involved with Hare Krishna, those citizens who do know them very well.
It is very important that...
Yeah.
We've sent this to all the temples in America.
Yeah. And give me one copy, I said.
This is for you.
All right.
This is all based on the information received by various parent groups. These people usually fear physical harm that may come to them and to their children who are in Hare Krishna, as well as forcibly permanent separation from their children in Hare Krishna.
They do not know what is meaning liberation. This is liberation. Forcibly separating from Maya. That they do not know.
Hare Krishna is known to hide out those whose families want them out.
Family?
If the family wants them out, we have a reputation that we will hide them so the family cannot get them. One example is in the Queen's case. That's Adi Keshava Maharaj. The charge of attempted grand larceny stems from an alleged extortion attempt against the Shapiro family by the temple leaders who wanted money from the parents and threatened to harm their son unless the money was given.
This is false.
This is false.
Oh, yes.
Completely false. One of the things we can do is give moral support to these families. How better to do it than to show your support through writing to the...
This, we can bring a charge against it, proof that we wanted money.
Yeah, we are counter.
Yes.
We are fighting it. Mm-hmm. By writing to the district attorneys, those are the Justice Department offices, or contacting your local media, then they give the addresses of people in New York and two addresses in Los Angeles who you should write to, telling them about all the knowledge you have about all the abuses of Hare Krishna. Then it says, you should commence action for a legal deprogramming. If other families of Hare Krishna victims would go to court to get a legal conservatorship or guardianship with an attendant writ of habeas corpus, And what this means is, you go to the court and you say, my dear judge, my son is in Hare Krishna. He has been brainwashed. And you have a paper from a psychiatrist that says, yes, he is definitely acting in a robot-like way. Then the court will say, all right, you're the parent, so we give you legal guardianship over this son.
No, we can place his counter-psychiatrist and counter-possess a Cox's statement.
There is one law in America where they don't even give you a chance to defend. They immediately give the parents the guardianship. Now, this law was written to protect old people, and they are cheating and using the law against us. Sometimes old people become senile, and let's say they'll do harmful things, like they may give away their money, they may do things in a state of...
But we have got parents' organization also.
Now we do. Yes. Anyway, they're using this law against us.
Now they will do. They will do their best, we have to do our best.
So this would enable the court to remove the young person from the temple for medical examination and evaluation by cult knowledgeable psychiatrists and psychologists. In other words, deprogramming. This is the best thing to do. The media would report it.
One psychiatrist may give one verdict, but other psychiatrists may give another verdict.
Yes.
Then how the court will decide?
Because in these temporary guardianship cases, the court is already against us in many places.
But against maybe.
The court is
but
very
so far
sympathetic.
The decision of the psychiatrist, we can present our psychiatrist.
There's no equal time given. It's one-sided only. So we are.
That means in the name of justice, injustice is going on.
Yes. This law is unconstitutional. I mentioned that there is a group of lawyers who are now organizing a committee nationwide to defend us, and they're going to prove that this law should be changed.
Yes, that is right.
They're already working on that.
Yes.
So then they say, if you can do this to your son, then it will get national news media into the scene, and then people will learn about Hare Krishna in particular and all the effects of destructive cults on our youth. And it says, we have a legal packet which contains advice on the procedure and techniques for legal deprogramming.
Sir, nowhere they have mentioned my name.
No.
That is good. Otherwise, I would have been the target. That was very dangerous.
Sometimes, it's one of the general charges they make against all the different religious groups in America is that the leader is actually making a lot of profit for himself.
Yes.
Like this Reverend Moon, he lives in a very, very big house, and he has a big car, and this Guru Maharaji, he has his own airplane. So all these bogus...
Guru Maharaj has got...
He had his own airplane, which they had to sell.
That fat boy, Guru Maharaji.
No, he had. What is his position now?
No,
his family has called him a false guru. So there's a split.
Mother.
Yes.
Yeah. What was the effect of that?
He lost a lot of his followers.
Yeah, not much.
The main one, there were a few small ones. Reverend Moon, he is a big demon, and they're attacking him, so that's good. But then they tried to make us to be just like him. So I've heard them say that you have a big penthouse in Los Angeles, and you always drive in Rolls Royces. I've heard these things, but we
yes, I heard them. In Germany, that you
really
you told me.
Yeah, they also say that you're enjoying all this money.
Yeah, Hare Krish said that if they're successful in their prosecution against Hansa Dutta, then they'll prosecute yourself. One leader to the other. They say that the leaders are manipulating and the other ones are just robots.
Yes, we're all robots.
Whenever it's very funny, whenever they meet a devotee who appears to be intelligent and not have any symptoms of being brainwashed, they accuse him of being one of the leaders. if I'm debating with one of them, or if any devotee, mm-hmm. and they see he's very intelligent, they say, but you're one of the leaders.
Exactly, that is bad. All GBC, they're leaders.
So you're not brainwashed?
No.
The leaders are not brainwashed.
The leaders are the ones who are brainwashing everyone else.
But then if someone becomes a leader,
then they say the next best thing to do after you get the deprogramming is to hold a press conference to explain all the reasons that there is a need for criminal conviction of destructive cult leaders. Have ex-victims, especially of Hare Krishna, present. The truth of their personal experiences carries great weight with reporters. It is now necessary to awaken America to how widespread...
In the beginning, I've told many times, when I first learned that if I say these prohibitions, we'll accept. And now it has taken a shape. It has become a problem throughout the country. I was thinking, who will hear me? As soon as I say this, they will say, go home. But by Krishna's arrangement, it has become a problem. That is Krishna's grace. It has become a problem for them. It is success for me. I presented something which is now a problem for them.
They waited too long. Huh? They didn't tell you to go home soon enough.
No, creed is at their home.
He planted seeds in their home.
Sometimes they capture, very rarely, they capture one of our members and they convince him to leave. And after they convince him to leave our movement, then they tell him many lies about us. And then he goes on television and tells the American public that we brainwashed him. So sometimes they get some of our ex-members to speak against us. This is going on. In Los Angeles, I've met three ex-devotees
who
viciously lie about us. Just minor devotees. They were never leaders.
What is she?
One girl. And they're vicious, very hateful, because they are constantly being told that we are evil.
Nitai has gone there to do it.
No. I think last I heard he was still in Vrindavan area.
If he is in Vrindavan, that is good for him.
He is crazy.
Yes.
Then it says, other things need to be done. We have to get supportive comments from professionals and authorities in areas of religion, education, mental health and physical health, law and sociology. Statements by experts and professionals carry a lot of weight.
That is in our side.
Yeah.
Ask your contact to comment or express his opinion of such things as that this is not a matter of religion, that there is resulting mental and physical harm. The right of self-determination means the right to have a free mind. Destruction of the family unit.
So if one has the right to have a free mind, why he cannot chant Hare Krishna?
Well, their argument is that we do not allow him to then consider alternatives.
Well, the question of a free mind, that means you brainwashed.
Exactly.
Free mind means everyone has the right. That is free mind. If you force something, then where is the free mind?
But actually they are understanding that once you chant Hare Krishna, you will stop thinking about Maya.
They're admitting.
They understand that their claim is that this chanting of Hare Krishna
is dangerous.
It's dangerous because it makes you stop thinking about so many other things.
That is their claim. That is our victory. That is victory, because Natamdas Thakur said that Vishaya Vishanale Divanisi Hyajale Toribare Nakoinu Upaya Golokero Premodhana Haridama Sankirtana Ratina Janmila Kanata. This material world is the burning fire of anxiety. So in order to get rid of it, we have to take shelter of Hare Krishna Mantra, which is imported from the spiritual sky. That is a fact. So as soon as you take shelter of Hare Krishna, naturally, we are relieved from this blazing fire of materialism. Cheta darpana marjanam. Finished. Bhava mahadavagni nirvapana. Mahadavagni, this fire of material existence, finished. That's a fact. So they have pointed out this circumstance is good. That is the position, yes. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends that in order to get rid of this blazing fire, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevalam, chant Hare Krishna.
Anyway, this goes on, but then what they're saying is that there has to be a very big case where a cult leader of Hare Krishna is sentenced to jail. So they're writing to say that now we have to find lawyers who will be willing to take up this cause very inexpensively.
That means there's no money.
But one recent development which will change that is that they have appealed to the government that they are an educational group. Therefore, they should be tax-exempt like any other educational organization. And the government has agreed.
Huh? Already?
Yeah. So now they have gotten their tax exemption. So now these parents can donate lots of... different people will start donating lots of money to them as tax write-offs. So I think that we will see that their activity will be expanded this year. Because now they are tax-exempt, they'll get a lot of money.
That news article said that someone had given them $105,000. One of some parents of a converted
couple. And each parent they can do that. Yeah. And every parent is unhappy.
The fighting will increase this year. It's getting very acute, as you said in the letter.
So they are feeling the strength of Hare Krishna.
We are becoming the main target. Formerly it was this Reverend Moon. Mm. But his movement has been so many scandals that it is beginning to lose its appeal to people. But now we are the main target. That is the most significant thing about this newsletter. Mm. That they are saying that formerly Reverend Moon, but he has already been exposed. So now let us direct all our energy against Hare Krishna.
But they do not know whom to expose.
No.
That they do not. That's right.
They are making it possible for us to preach in all the TVs, radios, and newspapers.
That is our opportunity. The governor has invited.
Very good. In the Krishna book, when after Krishna told Rukmini that he would have to leave her,
yes,
and she was speaking to him and saying that you say that no one can understand your activities, and also no one can understand the activities of your devotees. So nobody knows what we're doing. They all put some psychological name, but they can't grasp the essence of Krishna consciousness. So they're afraid.
One of their big charges is that when we go out and distribute our books, mm. we are very aggressive, and not therefore it is a sign that we are not actually religious.
Every salesman must be aggressive. That is a qualification.
They say we are interfering with the right of the person. He doesn't want to speak to us, but we insist that he speak to us.
So that is self-man's qualification. Nobody is dying for our book, but if we can create market for our book, that is our qualification.
So then they will say, well, that means you're not a religion, you're simply a business.
Yes, from business side, religion means we are expert in every way. We can cheat also very nicely, which we cannot do. That is religion. Expert in everything. Sarayasajya Purna.
They think religion.
Krishna says that among the cheaters, I am the greatest cheat.
They think religious people should be fools.
Yeah. Our religion is not right. That.
That's
the most intelligent man can be religious.
They should be fools and they should be poor. And we're neither fools nor poor.
Yeah.
We always answer their charge that you are saying that all the people are being upset by us. But actually the proof is that we are getting so many letters every day, hundreds of letters. And all these letters, no complaints, simply they want more information, they want to order all our books. So from our mail order we can see that these people are writing to us because they have been sold books on the street.
So these letters are important. You can publish these letters in a book, those who are ordering our books daily.
Also, when we tell them our magazine used to sell 200,000 copies a month, now it is selling 500,000, 750,000, some months 1 million copies. So that means the public is
becoming more interesting. So, let us go on fighting with Krishna consciousness. There is no disappointment. Yuddha-sama also. We shall fight and chant Hare Krishna. Then everything is all right. We cannot stop fighting.
Actually, one argument that they use, they have found an old Back to Godhead article that I think you wrote, Srila Prabhupada, was about Arjuna's position during the Battle of Kurukshetra, where he had to fight against his relatives. And you were commenting that so sometimes you may have to even kill your family members for Krishna. So they take this magazine article and they say that Hare Krishna leaders are teaching all the devotees to kill their parents. So this is an example of how they will distort everything.
That you can distort anything.
Yes.
There is expert distortion. He can.
We can kill our parents even, like Prahlad.
Yes, that is actually the plan. Prahlad did not protest. It is a great sin. If your father is being killed before you, if you do not protest him, then why you are killing? Not to give protection. But even if you do not, then you are not worthy son. In that way, Prahlad Maharaj was accused that in his presence his father was being killed. He did not protest, neither he. Rather, he was ready with the garland. As soon as my father escaped, immediately garland the Lord. But that is not the fact. He is later on he requested that my father was a great offender. So kindly give him protection. So he is not that son. He knew that this my father is being killed by the lens of my Lord. It is his great fortune. Why shall he protest? He's saying that my father is being released from this material existence. Why shall he protest? And still to confirm it, he requested the Lord that this my rascal father made so many offenses. For him, he did not ask anything. But he is such a good son that his demon father, he requested. How much, my faithful son, you are. This is the truth. Not that he was unfaithful. He knew it. So let my father's body be separated from his soul by the Lord. That is good for him. And still to confirm it, he personally requested. My father made an excuse. And why your father? Your father's father, his father, everyone. After 14 years. To become devotee means to do the best service to the family. If there is one devotee in the family, all the godfathers, then you. So anyway, don't be disappointed. Go and fight. And chant Hare Krishna. Everything will be right. There is no cause of disappointment.
Actually, the field now for preaching in America is better than ever. More people are becoming interested to hear what we are, what our message is, than ever before, because of all this controversy. Whenever something is making newspapers, it is confusing or controversial, they immediately want to hear about it, because they have a tendency to look for faults.
That is everywhere.
So they're very eager to have us come to the colleges and the high schools
NBS.
To speak. It's much easier now to get lecturing engagements than ever before. They're after us to give our lecture.
So why not engage Brahmananda in that business?
I think he could do well.
Yeah.
Going in New York or LA, actually, wherever he's
looking. Let him go to the colleges accompanied by some other.
I was thinking that this, especially right now, this time, is the prime time for preaching in America.
Yeah. Let as many sannyasis as possible. Sannyasi, brahmachari, grihastha, doesn't matter.
Cannot possibly cover all the territory. There's so much engagement in America right now.
As far as possible. I think Brahmananda should be engaged with some assistant or some superior. Two, he should not be alone.
No one's giving engagements in New York.
That is the best salary.
I've only got two people in LA, me and General Sue.
Then, this Kirtan, this is Kirtan, speaking, and whatever little part is there, that will be rectified.
He'll like it too, coming into America to help fight the demons.
Yes, immediately do that. This is the conclusion. Engage him in preaching, and this is the opportunity you say that we require something. Similarly, Madhur Bisha can be engaged also in that way.
Wow. I was thinking, I wrote him a letter. He was very happy to receive it. He posted it in the restaurant. Because I invited him to come to Los Angeles and was encouraging him.
That I'm asking him from the very beginning, that he come.
If he doesn't feel comfortable coming all the way to India, right. Maybe I can invite him to Los Angeles.
Yes, I have sent him telegram. Madhur Bisha.
Yes.
I have sent him telegram to come.
He may be too entangled to come right away.
What is that entangled?
Well, he is not following all our principles.
Women.
He's got one woman friend.
Govindadasi says that he doesn't want to come to India.
He thinks it's too austere, or
he needs something more
gradual. But this is a good idea.
Then engage them.
If he's willing, he could give speaking engagements. I tell you, America is wide open.
No, why not take this? Suppose he is attracted by a woman. Let him dress like a gentleman and give with the woman as husband and wife and priest. What is wrong then? Whatever is done, is close up that chapter. Now he will become a householder. There is no harm. And they live as a gentleman, householder, and preach. But don't play duplicity in the dress of sannyasi to keep private relations. That is not good. That is duplicity. Better openly become a respectable householder and service. When our service is meant either in this place or that place. So if you cannot keep yourself sincerely, then get yourself married. But you cannot keep the God as friend. That is also not good.
For Brahmananda, he may remain sannyasi. Brahmananda?
That is his choice. But we say that don't be hypocrite. That's all. If he thinks now he will be able to continue as a sannyasi, he will not fall down. He is careful. Let him continue.
So I will call
that him. Will depend on his sincerity. But I say that if you cannot remain as a sannyasi, get yourself married, be like a gentleman and such. Why should you give up this nonsense? That is my point. As you want to live any way comfortably, live. You never condemn the effort.
No.
If sannyasi is not suitable for you, remain as the effort. What is wrong with?
I'm going to call him this evening.
Why?
Brahmananda.
To give him direction. To give him direction.
He's coming. Kirtanananda has gone.
Kirtanananda has gone, but now they're a little confused what should be done next. They originally, the plan was that he was going to come here to be your secretary. So now they need some new instruction. So we thought Jagadish could call. Invite him to come to America to preach.
That is better.
Yeah.
That is better to write some letters here. That is not so important. But if he can preach, and he, at least we are expecting his old sannyasi, he knows how to preach. Let him do that.
Well, I'll suggest that he go straight to America instead of coming here.
If he's coming here, let him come. We can talk together.
Okay.
There is no secrecy.
I'll leave it up to him.
Huh?
I'll leave it up to him as he prefers.
Yeah, if he's coming, don't stop. Let him.
From Jayadvaita and from Jagannath Das regarding some corrections. And these are two books that are in production right now. So would it be all right to ask you them?
What is that book?
No. I'll write you tonight to call me.
Sarvatmana, Saranam, Saranam. Actually, Krishna is the ultimate self. And if he has taken that self, immune. And that Krishna is confirming. Aṅkāsāva pāpeva. If he's not Krishna concerned, then if he gives us his duty, he is liable to come. Therefore Krishna says, Aṅkāsāva pāpeva mokkhaya. Because you are giving up all other duties, don't think that you will be liable to punishment. I will give you. So the conclusion is, if one is not fully Krishna conscious, then he is obliged to do his duty. This is the easiest way to become free from all obligations, to become Krishna conscious. That, I think, Dushyanta Rajan. Dushyanta Raja.
Dushyanta Raja.
Ah, Shantanu, Shantanu. Shantanu Maharaj. He, in the presence of his elder brother, he became king. His elder brother left. So it was considered sinful. But he requested his elder brother to come and take charge of this. He said, no, I am not there. Then he took. Otherwise, it was not in the proper order. This is very, very, very.